you.
And then he's got Roy, son Roy, and the girl Dorothy.
She wants you to ask her to the prom.
Well, he says they have two daughters, Marie and Dorothy.
Marie and Dorothy, well, they had a son, Roy.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In fact, he was the oldest.
Oh, okay.
And everyone's going to say, oh, Warren, you're so old. You got down to earth and sweet.
And he's got, apparently his mother passed away a while ago, Mary and Louise. So I guess that would have been your cousin. She also...
That's one of John's...
Daughters, yeah. Yeah, because John had three kids, Donald, Marion, and John Arthur.
John Arthur must be old Snooky.
Snooky?
Whatever Grandma Lemma would be envisioning us, and she'd be telling all the news, you know. She always told him, "Once Snooky, our Snooky." And so we always laugh about that. That's probably John is.
Huh. Well, you know what's funny? Because he says that John Arthur lives in California. I guess he's still alive. He never married, and he's a recluse. That's what they say here. Snooky. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they scared him into being a recluse. John. Okay, so John and Marty. He calls her Marty. That was Martha. Oh, okay.
He's the one that told Grandma, one of them was bragging about somebody. She said, Donald walks kind of stooped over, and Marty got so darn mad, he says, oh, sure, all the good things are from the Wendlands and the bad things. So we always laughed about that. And she was such a quiet person, Marty. Grandma said, I didn't know she had it in her.
Oh, Marty, yes. Marty Lick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Donald Edward. So Donald lives in Fullerton, California also. Married to Jean Porter. They have children Andy, Lisa, and John. John. So, and then their kids are Krista and James. So they have. So I've got all these branches now. I've got I was pretty excited to get all this stuff, but it was kind of interesting because he's got. He's got an address book from his grandma Marty, from the 40s, and it's got a bunch of names in there, and he never knew who it was. It says road. It said Merritt and Ruth Giles Road 12, Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah, that's Grand Road was like.
Make the game without the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry. It said Road 2.
Like 53.
Likewise.
Route Arrow.
Route 12.
That's
well, he's got Road 2, so he probably missed a 1 or something. But then he's got a bunch of other people that were in her address book. Ray Grappenthien, or how do you pronounce that?
Grappenthien. Yeah.
He's got a list.
That's probably Uncle Eddie's relatives.
Yeah, yeah. But he's got some Wendlands in here. He's got a Gussie Wendland. 135 South Laverne Avenue, Chicago. So
that's probably Dookie and... Moved to a different house.
You weren't wearing a ring.
That's Augusta. It's short Augusta.
For I'm your king.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what I imagine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, and then they have Molly Wendland, 4911 Collier Avenue, Chicago.
Oh, that's Uncle Charlie's second wife. I think Molly.
Uncle Charlie's.
Charlie is one of Grandpa Bill's brothers.
Well, he was married to Mary and Bertha.
Yeah, well, he was married to Bertha first, and she died, and then Marie.
Nice one,
Marie was his second wife.
Really? Okay. Okay, because I
know Lynn, I'll be sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because she's the one that
those people call it middle-aged sight.
Oh, and she was going to give us a couch and a matching chair.
Yeah.
And Merritt at that time was his father's truck. Was the first Merritt. And when he went there for the furniture, he and his cousin Roy. She gave him all kinds of stuff. She gave him liquor, furniture. He had a whole trip for what he came, because she wanted to get rid of the first wife's stuff and then get her own, you know.
So Bertha was the first wife?
Bertha was the first wife, yeah.
Did he have children with her? Did he have William and Lenore
William
with her?
And
okay, because I'm confused, because it showed Mary. It showed that Charles was married to Mary, but it was...
Well, maybe between Marie and Mary, they got mixed up.
Okay. But it was... Mary was on the 1910 census.
Well, that would have been maybe my grandma. Her name was Mary.
Well, no, I mean, they showed her as the wife of Charles Wendland. Maybe it was a different Charles and Mary then.
Well, who did they show as my father's mother? Her father, too.
As your father's mother? Well, they... I didn't find any census records of your dad, except for when you were age two. It was the 1920 census.
Well, I was trying to think of...
I'm Allison Rosati. Tonight at 10, tragedy at a construction site. One
Mary's father.
People who died from contaminated water in the suburbs, find out what's...
Because they show Mary in the... Mary being the spouse of Charles Wendland in this 1910 census. But then I've got the 1920 census, and it shows Charles Wendland married to Bertha and with children William and Lenore. But you're saying that he was married after Bertha too? Did he have a...
Well, yeah, Bertha died. So then he got married the second time to Marie.
Okay. Huh. Yeah.
He met her at the telephone company,
Oh, okay.
Marie worked there, that's how he met her.
Huh.
Yeah, that's right. Bertha was his first wife. I don't know what her maiden name is.
Yeah.
But then his second wife was Marie after Bertha died.
We continue to help you build a better garden.
So, yeah, well, they've got, there's a Molly Wendland around. Maybe she might have been someone that was
someone,
or it might have been someone else from like a niece of John Wendland, a niece, you know.
Or I wonder to a daughter-in-law. I'm trying to think.
You know, if.
That sounds so familiar.
Taking a ferocious Doberman pincher and starving.
Because he's got other Wendlands in here too, like Helene Wendland, but she was in Demmin, Germany, Mecklenburg, Vorpom, Unterwallstrasse 3. She had, and she had Heinz Wendland in Mecklenburg, Russian zone, Germany. So, they're. I would think they're probably related to John Wendland's, maybe they're John Wendland's brothers or siblings or nieces, I would imagine, if John Wendland had...
You mean the recluse?
No, not that one, his father.
Well, his father is Grandpa Bill's brother.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant John Wendland... Married to Mary Worm.
Yeah, well, that's the older generation.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe some of these Wendlands are from siblings of him or something, maybe.
What?
I don't know. Those must be relatives that stayed in Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
I never knew just where she came from.
Oh, that's cool.
Now,
a Mary Worm?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It's funny because he's got some stuff here because his mother. Learned a lot about the history, and Mary Worm told this guy's mother that she was born in Lübeck, Germany, on the Kiel Canal. What he says here is the canal is nowhere near Lübeck. She might have been ashamed to be born in the country and made up the Lübeck part, because Lübeck is like a big city.
Well, I always thought, she thought she was better than other people. She was so outspoken and insulted people at the drop of a hat.
Mary Worm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it says, he says the Kiel Canal was in Denmark in 1862, and the Prussians invaded in 1866.
See, now my grandma and grandpa on my mother's side, they always said they came from West Preussen.
Yeah.
And that's like what we call Prussian.
Yeah. But it's funny here, too, because he says that Mary Worm spoke a language called Low German, which I've heard you talk about, yeah, too. And he says it's related to English and Frisian. I don't know what that is. but he says most Germans do not understand it. They call the language Plattdeutsch. Okay. And in High German, it's called Niederdeutsch. And he says it's spoken in Schleswig, Holstein, and Mecklenburg. So, he actually had some stories about her. Near the Kiel Canal, though. And, you know what was interesting too? John Wendland, their son. You remember you told me that he lost fingers in an accident?
Yeah.
I remember you told me that, and he's saying that John Albert Wendland moved to Elkhart, Indiana, in 1921. Photos clearly show that he lost almost all his fingers except his thumbs.
He
didn't.
That was an interesting story. He got some fingers cut off in the factory, and they told him if he didn't sue, they would promise him a lifetime job.
Yeah.
So they made him head of the factory out in Elkhart. He was a big shot in his older days, and he was like superintendent of the factory.
That's what he says here. He says he took a business correspondence course, got married, and moved to Elkhart to work at Westlake and Palmer as an executive. And he said that that company made windows for trains.
No, I don't remember really what the factory made. But you know, when he was young, he was carousing around in that. His mother, Mary Worm,
yeah,
she kicked him out of the house because he wasn't paying his board and he was coming home drunk.
Oh, really?
So he was living down by the railroad track they had, where all the bums hung up. So my father said to his mother, "I'll pay his rent for him. Let him come home. You don't want him living out like that."
Huh.
And then that's where he got a job. I guess the poor guy ended up getting his fingers cut off.
So that was in Chicago that he...
Yeah,
Huh. So it must have been... So that company must have had different locations.
My mother's younger sister that died, they call her Lizzie.
Yeah.
My Uncle John was supposed to be in love with her.
Yeah, I heard that story before.
And
so both sides of your families knew each other then, huh? It was like a close-knit community, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of then my mother and them had friends, the Carnutes. They were almost as close friends. You'd think they were relatives.
Huh.
But Yeah, and my grandma, she was so mean. My father was kind of, always losing his temper and that. And she told him if he brought a girl around that he was going to marry, she was going to tell her just how terrible he was.
Oh, man.
So I don't think my grandma met her mother-in-law until the day of the wedding.
Oh, geez. So, okay, yeah, this guy was wondering where the accident happened. So, yeah, in Chicago, I'll have to tell him it was in Chicago.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what factory that was. But Elkhorn was known for they made band instruments. I forget the name of that.
Huh.
But like I say, he was a big shot in Elkhorn then.
Yeah.
And he had a nice house. And the land ran, the St. Joe River ran in back of them, that they could go swimming and fishing. And that, if I had many of the kids, they'd always be coming on a weekend and parking themselves. And so this one time, that was when my mother and father were separated. And my father was going to take me for a little vacation out to Elkhart.
Yeah.
And he said, sure, come on ahead. Wouldn't you know that old Minnie and her tribe, they came with me. My father was so mad.
It's always going to be just
peaceful. And then one of the kids was casting, and he gets Aunt Minnie with a fish hook.
sounds like Funny Farm, the movie.
That's just crazy stuff I remember.
This guy said that his mom liked Aunt Minnie, Aunt Min, and Uncle Ed the best. They were his favorite. They were her favorites.
Yeah, because as kids, I suppose when they came from Chicago, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
They probably brought stuff with,
Oh, when Minnie and Ed came from Chicago. I guess it sounds like they retired to Pompano Beach. They both passed away in Pompano Beach.
Yeah, they were in Florida.
So it was pretty interesting. I got all this stuff. Oh, I was going to ask you. He's got Henry and Julius Worm in here, and I know you've talked about them. I couldn't.
Julius is a cousin of my father's. His mother or father must have been a sister or brother to Mary, my grandmother.
Okay.
Because I probably told you I was at a funeral one time, and when Marlene was just little, and so it was a afternoon thing. Anyway, so Grandpa little Marlene, she was just about 3 years old or something, we sat at the back of the room. And here comes the guy and says, "Well, hello, Bill, how are you?" And they're talking back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And after the guy goes, my father says, "What the hell?"
Yeah, I remember you
said. I think that's one of your cousins. But he didn't even know, but they were talking to him. Old friends. And he says, "Who the hell is that guy?"
And now, okay, so Henry and Julius Worm, they were brothers probably, huh? And cousins of your grandfather? Okay. Of your father, yeah. So,
when my grandma still was alive, she still had relatives up in Wisconsin, cousins or whatever.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where the Worms
That's
went?
Where Julius was living at the
time. It looks like he lived in Chicago in the late
30s. They all lived in Chicago.
Yeah, because this is from a phone book in the 40s, and they've got Julius Worm, Kimball Avenue, Chicago, 4149 Kimball. So, yeah, so I got some more leads here now. I want to look up the census records to see who they lived with. They figure out their family then. So it's getting it's getting interesting. It's getting fun.
I still kept in touch with Aunt Minnie's one daughter. She lived in Oak Park. But then when my mother died, I couldn't get a hold of anybody, and it was in August that I figured probably we were on vacation or something. And we kind of just never did get back in touch with them.
Minnie's daughter Marie or Dorothy, I guess?
Dorothy. I think she was the oldest one. Those two girls had red hair, but they were not pretty at all.
Yes.
You know, like we say, that nobody got red hair now in our family.
Yeah.
It was, it'd be like Dorothy and Marie that pop up and say, where did that red hair come from?
Dorothy married Ernie Cadd. That's, so, I'll have to see if, Yeah, so I've got this whole branch now that I didn't have, because, I'll you know when I talk to him, because I'm sure we'll have other things to share. Yeah, we can turn this up.
I just want to
know the right for you. By this time next year, you can have more structure with your two bones. Walk down. Go back to bed. Excuse me, miss. Could you send that guy over there on the way?
Here you go. Ladies in the box.
Oh, whoa. Well, you got that guy over there. Excuse me. What?
Looking for love?
And my Aunt Bertha, this is on my mother's side, there was a Charlie and a Bertha.
Yeah, I remember you said that, yeah.
So anyway, Aunt Bertha was engaged to some guy named Harry something, right? Harry Mealman or something like that. And she was going to break up with him. And here she loses a diamond, fell out of the ring. So they were on their hands and knees all over the house looking for this little tiny diamond. And I guess they finally found it. But they had the house turned upside down.
Bertha. This is Bertha. Wait, Charles? Wife, Bertha?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Charles Wendell's wife? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, I had an uncle, Charlie, and Aunt Bertha on one side, and then Uncle Charlie and Aunt Bertha on the other.
Yeah, Bertha Hoppy married to... Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's kind of a story they wouldn't believe. You just happen to lose a diamond as you're breaking up with them. Thursday on Plan Bottletop, what's a big wedding? You won't believe who attends. Morgan Fairchild, wow, and that Gary Oldman lad. And there's Kathleen Turner, she plays Chandler's dad. Hello, son. Oi! So gather all your friends for the season finale. And there's one more huge surprise from I told you, they're doing. The Friends Wedding, NBC Thursday. It's as good as television.